President Donald Trump is threatening a government shutdown again over funding for a border wall. But despite all the attention on illegal immigration, the legal immigration system is also overwhelmed. The number of people seeking U.S. citizenship has surged, and Utah had the biggest spike in pending applications between 2016 and 2017. So, what does that growing backlog mean for people who are at the beginning of the process? KUER's Rocio Hernandez spoke with a Utah woman who has been waiting for more than a year to start a new life with her growing family.
The room is intimate at Kennedy Ferre's recent ultrasound appointment. Her nurse this afternoon happens to be her sister, Kaylee. She points out to Ferre, who is 3 months pregnant with twins, what she's seen this afternoon.
So you can see both arms, the heart beating, both legs, little head in there.
As Ferre watches her babies on the monitor, there's one person missing from the scene. Her husband, Elisar Ishmael Castro Afani. He's stuck in El Salvador, waiting for a visa to join his family. Their lives have been put on hold by the country's overwhelmed immigration system. Ferre and Castro met more than 3 years ago in El Salvador while Ferre was serving on her mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I honestly didn't even know El Salvador existed when I got my mission call. I was like, where's that? We had to look on the map but there was a reason I went there. I had to meet him.
Her mission was over after 18 months, but their relationship was just beginning. They started to date long distance, and it quickly became serious. The plan was to get married and live together in El Salvador until Castro could get a green card to live in the U.S. as a legal resident. But things didn't happen the way they imagined. Before Castro met Ferre, he was extorted by a gang. The gang targeted him again before the couple's wedding last March. Castro fled north to the U.S. border with Mexico, but Border Patrol agents caught him in South Texas after he tried to sneak into the country by rafting across the Rio Grande in October 2016. Castro says it's a decision he now regrets.
I didn't know what to do, and suddenly, in a stupid move, I went illegally to the United States. In part because I was afraid and in part out of desperation because I didn't know what to do.
It was 6 months before they were supposed to be married. Castro immediately asked for asylum, but he was denied. 2 months later, he was deported back to El Salvador and banned from re-entering the U.S. for 5 years. Although things are complicated, Ferre says she hasn't lost hope.
We have to be optimistic. That's the only way. Because otherwise, it's just super frustrating and sad.
Last October, they sent an immigrant petition to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS for short. It's the first step to getting a green card, but there's a long line. According to USCIS, family-based green card applications rose by 34% between fiscal years 2012 and 2017. The agency says it received almost 366,000 family-based green card applications during its last fiscal year. The process has become so clogged that USCIS says it has had to expand field offices and open new offices with the surge of application. It has also hired more officers in response to the surge.
It is this agency's job to process those applications in a fair amount of time. And if they are not doing their best to manage that, then they're not doing their job.
That's Ur Jadu. She's a former top attorney for USCIS. She says she believes tougher immigration policies adopted by the Trump administration have contributed to the growing backlog.
When something is new, it does create a little bit of a backlog, but if you properly prepare, you can mitigate most of the issues. And certainly, this administration has no track record of that.
Castro's deportation also complicates things. Isabel Cueva is the couple's immigration attorney. She says Castro will need to get permission to apply for reentry into the U.S. after a deportation. That's where things get discouraging.
There's no posted processing times. So that means that they could take as long as they want. You know, this could be pending for years even.
In the meantime, they have no other choice but to live in two different countries. Ferre returned to the U.S. shortly after her wedding to study nursing. She visits Castro in between school breaks, but now that she's pregnant, they don't know when they'll see each other again. Castro says the distance and the situation have been challenging for both of them.
Sometimes I feel powerless knowing that I can't do anything and I want to do something to see Kennedy happy or be there with her so she can relax.
For now, Faraye is living with their parents in Mona, Utah. They are all excited for the arrival of the twins, buying them clothes even if they don't know their gender.
So really it's silly to be buying stuff because we don't know the gender.
It's too exciting
but
not
it's
to.
Too exciting. And then these are little rattles.
Faraye says she never imagined the immigration process would take this long, despite trying to do things the right way. They did get some good news ahead of Thanksgiving. Their petition was finally approved last week with some help from Representative Mia Love's office, which asked USCIS to expedite the case given Faraye's pregnancy. But the couple still doesn't know when they'll be together again to celebrate life's next big event. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.